Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 19th year. This podcast is sponsored by ICE Barcelona, January 20th through 22nd, 2025, at the Fira Barcelona Gran Via. ICE Barcelona is the complete platform to drive revenues through innovative solutions, technology, valuable insights, and unrivaled networking opportunities. To learn more, visit icegaming.com. My guest today is Stuart Hunter, the Managing Director for Clarion Gaming and the events at Clarion Gaming. Stuart, thanks for joining us. It's great to see you.
Great to see you, Roger. Thanks for having me on.
And let's do some full disclosure here that Clarion Gaming is now the owner of Global Gaming Business. So we've been very excited about what's going on here, and I'm looking forward to our first ICE together. I've been going to ICE for more than 20 years, so it's going to be a great time to really relaunch it for ourselves anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's been a really, really great journey getting the opportunity to work with GGB, and I think we've achieved a lot so far, but only getting started, really. And it's great to be working with you, and ICE will be a great platform to continue that.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start with the big move. ICE has been in London for its entire existence, and this is the first year it's moving to Barcelona. Can you give me some reasons why Clarion decided to make that move?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was. I think there's a lot of conversations that it was a fairly recent decision, and whilst the decision-making process was recent, I think the conversation with our universe of customers had been going on for quite some time, 2 or 3, maybe 4 years pre-COVID, around some early challenges around as the show was expanding, their wants and needs for more space to present more product ranges, but also the applicable costs that were growing in terms of exhibiting in a city like London. So I think the opportunity during COVID, really, where we weren't running events, was to spend more and more time with our customers to better understand what their wants and needs were. And it became really evident to me that that actually it's something that we should take serious in terms of their concerns around the future venue of ICE going forward. So that's when we made the decision collectively to work with an external agency to help us review that process. And then we kicked off that campaign, really, formed our advisory board of customers and started out that journey to evaluate where the future at ICE should be. Should it remain in London, or should we explore different cities? And I think, it's well documented, the element of that process, but it was really robust, really detailed. It was customer driven, and it enabled us to look at all areas of ICE, not just in terms of procuring more space so the event can grow in line with the industry and our customers' needs, but also trying to satisfy some of those issues they had around costs and around bringing their equipment in and out. So run that process and sort of shortlisted 4 cities and ended up with Barcelona, where we made the announcement August last year. And ever since then, it's been full on to make that migration over. So, we are almost there. It's exciting, but we still got a lot of work to do.
No question. Well, I remember when ICE moved from Earl's Court to the Excel Center, and the Excel Center seems so huge, and the fact that you maxed that out in the last couple of years is pretty amazing. So congratulations on that success. And is there that much more room in Barcelona to grow, even beyond what we are right now?
Yeah, so if you're familiar with Excel in London, the venue in Barcelona is called Fira, and there's 2 mm-hmm. venues. We're in the Gran Via, which is the larger exhibition venue. It's literally 10-15 minutes from the airport, so it's really easy to access if you're flying in. Obviously, ICE attracts a huge volume of international clients, so that's a real win. Certainly over London, whereas it was always a bit of a challenge to get across to Excel from the major airports. But we're right on the doorstep of the airport now. And the venue itself is approximately twice the size of Excel. So it's given us the opportunity to really revisit and look at how we present ICE, engage with the universe of our customers and say, look, what is it that, the lights just went off in the office. So let's get those back on again. It's allowing us to revisit all of those things that our customers have been wanting to do for several years. And yeah, so we're expanding the show, and the show's probably about 20% bigger than the ICE event in London just gone, 2024, which again mm-hmm. was a sort of record breaker. But you know, that's not necessarily, that's not Clarion driving this agenda. It's the industry. It's our customers saying, look, we want to bring more product ranges. We want to showcase that we are more omni-channel now than we were before. So we've really, you know, this new canvas has allowed them to really exploit that. So yeah, it's going to be a big show, but we've designed it in a way that won't feel too overwhelming unless you want to touch all corners of the gaming ecosystem. So it'll be quite a good experience.
Well, I was going to ask you how your exhibitors reacted, but you pretty much just told me. So everybody showed up and even grew.
Yeah, I think so. I'd say probably out of our you know, the main bulk of our customer group, maybe two or three won't be across in Barcelona, but that's more logistical reasons in many respects, or their own strategical reasons. But the, you know, 99.9% of the customer group in London are all migrating to Barcelona, all really excited and supportive of it. And I think of, let's say, our top 20 customers that make up probably 40% of the show floor, I think 70% of them have expanded their offering. So yeah, we're really getting to see that expansion, which is really exciting. And you know, we're at the business end of the show now, so we're starting to see some of their complex designs and stand installations coming through. And all I can say is it's going to be formidable in terms of how they're presenting themselves. It's a real ICE has always been a great platform to allow them to do that, but it's going to be something else in Barcelona, that's for sure.
Right. Great. Sounds exciting. So how about attendees? What does pre-registration look like?
Yeah. Do you know what pre-registration is? We use the term flying. It's going, It's going really well, but we're so far out that it doesn't really indicate any particular trend right now, albeit anyone that works in events, you know, wherever you set off and start registration, you always want to remain on target or remain ahead of prior years. But if I told you we were 50% ahead of where we were in the 24 show, which was a record-breaking show, that would be true. But I certainly don't think we'll be 50% up by the time we get to the show, because that would be kind of beyond belief. But I'm certainly hopeful and expecting this to be the biggest ever attendance we've had for ICE.
Right. Great. So you said you're 15 minutes from the airport. A lot of people haven't been to Barcelona, including myself, and we're going to spend a couple of days there. How far from the city center is the Fira?
It's pretty close. That's the thing. Obviously, being in Barcelona a lot the last couple of years during the process and since, in terms of the planning, you sort of realize that anywhere you are in Barcelona, you're no more than 20, 25 minute journey time really away from the next thing you want to try and do. So in terms of the Fira, it's really accessible. I guess a point for me to get across to everyone is really, you know, embrace the metro system that's in Barcelona. It's really easy. I guess coming from London, we're sort of, you know, I'm used to that underground element, but I think it's a really simple process for you to get from the venue into all the major districts in Barcelona, irrespective of where you're staying. So yeah, 20, 25 minutes and you're in the next place. It's really easy to get to. I think obviously the city is packed with taxis and all those things, but like anything, you know, ICE could have probably 20, 30,000 people spill out at the end of day one, and customers trying to find 30,000 taxis is never going to happen. So we're working with the city. We're giving some free travel at certain times as well to really make sure that people embrace that metro system and get themselves to the networking or their hotel or the next kind of piece of action that we're doing around the show. So yeah, really, really, it'll be a really wonderful experience. I'm sure of that.
Great. And, you know, I know in London you had hotel packages. I'm assuming you have the same in Barcelona. Where can people find them and decide on where they're going to stay?
Yeah, that was one of the big drivers when I refer back to some of the concerns that our exhibitor base had, was really the kind of cost of hotels in London creeping up quite a lot. And I certainly think, you know, looking at it for the last few years, especially in the vicinity of the venue, they were getting beyond a realm of being probably not great value for money. So moving to a city like Barcelona opens us up to a whole new wealth of opportunities to start to secure rates at an early stage and say, look, let's start doing a relationship with a local hotel provider. So we have 40,000 hotel nights already on reserve with our partner B Network. We've got those rates to the lowest rates you can find anywhere. A good 25, 30,000 of those nights are already booked. So I would just recommend anyone that is coming to just hop on the website at the top right corner. There's a tab which is Book Your Hotel, connect you with the network team. Then you've got a choice, really. You can go for in vicinity of the venue. You can go in the city. You can choose your star rating. You can have any kind of particular angle of the type of property you want, and they'll help you go get it.
Okay, great.
But yeah, Barcelona is packed full of great, great options to stay, whatever your budget and wherever you want to be, really.
Wonderful. So I know the conference program has changed this year. Usually you have a day before the exhibit hall opens to go to the conference, but this year they start together. Can you explain how that happened and what we can expect to see in the conference program?
Yeah, that was always a challenge when you're moving an event the size and scale of ICE with the complexity of it, with 800 customers, 50,000-60,000 attendees, and the type of scale of the build and installation. That's always a challenge, finding a venue that can accommodate an event of that scale. They are few and far between, and then when you find those venues, then trying to procure a dateline that gives you the right build-up time, the right breakdown time, the right open period is also another big challenge, especially with venues that are world-class, like Barcelona, like London, for example. With Barcelona, obviously, there's a lot of huge world-class events there. You have ISE, which happens after ICE. You have Mobile World Congress, which is the biggest telecommunications event globally. So there's a long tail of major events that follow on from ICE. So trying to get the equivalent, the right amount of time to make sure that ICE is built and delivered and broken down successfully meant that we had to make a couple of kind of adaptions to it. So yeah, that loss of the Monday puts us back to really where the content used to sit, which was directly alongside the trade show. So we're just making some changes to make that work. We have slighter, longer opening hours on the Monday, so you can mix up the content with the trade show floor as well. And then we're expecting a slightly different journey as well. So rather than people would have done, a day on the content and then one day on the trade show, we're expecting a longer trade show experience. So it just takes some adjustment. But I just remind everyone that, we are earlier now. We are a couple of weeks ahead of the historical dates. We are, opening on the 20th of January. Right. And then, that day one Monday is where we have our historical, the World Regulatory Briefing, which is our kind of main kickoff conference, where all the big regulatory conversations and advancements of the industry are happening. We have our Casino Leaders Forum, which happens on that day as well, which used to be the Casino Conference, but we've extended it out super C-level in terms of its focus. And then we have our eSports Conference, we have our Masterclasses, and we've covered, I guess what we always endeavor to cover is some really groundbreaking conversations and groundbreaking content and bringing in speakers and experts that you don't see on the normal event trail. We really pride ourselves in bringing something original and new to the conference. And I certainly won't do it justice in describing what we've got. That's definitely for the website for you to engage and see all of the elements there. But I'd like to hope that by the time we've put the finishing touches to it all, we've covered every component part of the gaming ecosystem. So whatever part you serve, that'll be something for you.
Sure, no question. I've always enjoyed the conference program there, and I'm sure it'll be up to speed as well. So you've always gotten a huge percentage of your attendees from Europe. How do you think the move to Barcelona is going to affect your international attendees from the U.S. and from Asia and other places, of course?
Yeah, so I guess our first area of focus was making sure that we don't reduce the level of UK attendance. Even though the 68% of the attendance was non-UK, mm-hmm. as the single biggest country entity, UK was obviously strong, being sort of the fact the events evolved in the UK. So it's really making sure that we bring that UK customer base with us. And we're definitely seeing that in registration so far. Mm-hmm. Our expectation is that we will grow attendance, obviously in Spain, being now domestically located there, but also across the wider European continent, making it easier to access now that there's less travel involved. And then obviously looking at those other key sectors, US, you mentioned, Asia, for example, Malta obviously is key. UAE, we're seeing huge growth with, which is exciting considering what's happening out there as well. So we're expecting an up on all of those counts. So I think that we're in a strong position at the moment, looking at the registration that we've got and being ahead of the game, but also breaking that down into country specific, breaking it down into job types. We're definitely exceeding where our expectations are. So we're not seeing any change of trend there. And, you know, let's reference the US because that's where you're calling from today. But we're seeing a really strong, response so far, which I think is exciting. We've certainly had lots of conversations with quite a lot of the C-level operators that now the event isn't clashing with Super Bowl, helps right. their diary and their itinerary a little bit better, which I think we're hopeful for. So, yeah, still early days, but everything is pointing to seeing a strong result from all our key territories.
Okay. Well, it is clashing with the inauguration of our new president, but I don't
that
think...
That is correct. That is correct.
And anybody in the gaming world is going to really be worried about that at this point.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Roger. As it transpires, it's also on the same day where we have the ex-president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, giving his keynote address. And
that's great.
Obviously, he has a bit of history with comments about Donald Trump. So I'm sure there might be a few questions from the audience about that on the inauguration day.
Great. We'll throw a little politics in there anyway.
I think so, yeah. Why not? So, spice it up a little bit.
You just mentioned one of the surprises. Going to a new venue here, I'm sure you got a couple of surprises up your sleeve. Can you give us a hint of what people might be able to expect?
Yeah, so something that's new for ICE, and going back to the opening days now being Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we really wanted to make sure that that there was a welcoming committee for everyone flying in at the weekend. So we've created day zero, which means we have a host of activations on the Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that starts with a variety of different kind of cultural activations and networking opportunities in the afternoon. But also we're creating, I guess, equivalent of like a fan zone in the city. So if you fly in on the Saturday or the Sunday, you're going to have a place to start your ICE conversations, meet up with the industry, sample some of Barcelona's favorite and famous, I should say, tapas and drinks. And that's going to be, we're doing a partnership with Time Out, this kind of hub experience, which is really exciting, and see how that comes together. And then in the evening at one of the most prestigious venues in Barcelona, we are hosting our World Gaming Gala, which is our VIP welcome event. So we're really looking forward to getting that done. So yeah, but within the trade show, a whole host of surprises. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but it's everything you've come to expect at ICE, but more.
Okay, great. So obviously, like you have every year, you have the ICE app that people can use. I guess it's going to be even more important this year in Barcelona because people are not used to going there. So what can we expect from the ICE app to help people organize their activities at the show?
Yeah, so the ICE app will be going live soon, which is we tried a new version of that last year, which is really well received. And it'll contain all the usual hacks and tips and tricks to connect with people. And I think that's the main use of it these days for us, is those connections in advance of the show, but during the show. So it almost gives you your own little black book of meetings that you've all pre-organized or connections that you're about to make. So that's really exciting. But a new bit of tech that we're launching to support the app is ICE AI. In all the industries, or actually outside of the industry, the world's flush with AI conversations at the moment. So for us, it was like, how can we create some AI type tool that's really going to help everyone navigate ICE and have the most effective and streamlined experience? And it's a very simple WhatsApp tool. So you download the WhatsApp application on your phone, and then you link up with our ICE AI tool, and literally in your pocket you have your little AI robot. Ask it any question about anything, opening times, where to find the conference, what conference agenda is happening, where are the drinks networking in the evening, what's a local drink in Barcelona you should try, what's one of the best hotels you should stay in. All this information, you get immediate response. So it's singularly, I think, the most effective piece of tech that we've ever used. And I think globally, as an exhibition organizer, we're ahead of the game on this. And I think it's going to, you'll see it at ICE. And then I think in 2 or 3, 4 years' time, you'll see it at every other trade show. It's really going to revolutionize how you're accessing answers to the many questions that you obviously get. And there'll be loads for Barcelona because it's new. So so we'll help. That'll be a big support.
Great. That sounds sounds exciting. So you're honoring the late David Orrick at the show this year. And I have a great David Orrick story. When we first started Global Gaming Business, my first trip after the inauguration of our magazine, I met David Orrick for the first time. And he like walked me through, held my hand about gaming in Europe. We had, of course, concentrated on the USA gaming up until that point, but I really knew nothing about it. And David walked me through it. And through the years, he's been a great source of information for us. So I know you're looking forward to really honoring what he did for the industry.
Yeah, he definitely been a friend to ICE for many, many years. Obviously, been involved in the show in various different guises with some of the big supplier groups. Most recently, the Galzen Group with McCurr. So I definitely had a lot of great times with him personally, certainly when I moved across, and great support professionally. And in a similar fashion to you described, Roger, in terms of giving you the lay of the land and a bit of a deep dive on how it all strings together. So I found it invaluable. But, you know, he'd been connected with ICE for decades, really. So he's part of the fabric. So when we were exploring about how can we honor his legacy, it was an idea that was born around creating an award for sort of a journalistic award that we're studied, you know, we're putting the finishing touches to. You know, David's original background was in journalism. So I think we really want to honor that. And we're just putting the finishing touches, and we'll probably do a release over the next week or so about what that looks like. But it will involve a aspiring and really talented journalist receiving an award in David's name. So we're really excited to present that at ICE. I think scheduled to present that would be on the Tuesday. But yeah, like I said, putting the finishing touches to it, and we'll get that launched out to the industry in the next couple of weeks.
Great. That's a great idea. So responsible gaming is always a big part of the ICE program. What do you have in store for us this year?
Well, yeah, it's one of Clarion Gaming and ICE's pillars, really. It's something that sits at the heart of what we do. You know, a lot of our customers are really obviously supportive and passionate about that, as is the industry. So it's our responsibility to keep growing and developing that. And the Consumer Protection Zone, which was launched at ICE many years ago, is, you know, I made sure that we continue to make sure we put it in its pride of place, and we allowed it the opportunity to grow, and rebranded this year to Sustainable Gambling Zone, just to start to explore all of the initiatives that sit not just in player safety, but also everything in and around that player safety in terms of prevention, treatment, and everything around sustainability. So we've expanded its remit a little bit, but player protection, or consumer protection, as I say, sits absolutely at the heart of it. It has grown again. It's probably twice the size that it was in London. We've got more and more partners joining. It's in a, you know, totally brand new redesigned space that we're creating in between halls 4 and 5 in the FIRA. It's in our fast forward section, which is the home to most of our kind of big installations. I was just on a call this morning and started to see the designs of it come together, and it's really striking. So we've put it center stage again. We're investing in it. We're growing it. We're building partnerships that are way beyond where we were 2-3 years ago in terms of how I hope, or we hope from Clarion's perspective, it's driving the agenda in the industry around its importance. But also moving to a new city, we're building up relationships with the city, with the local infrastructure. And it's been at the forefront of our conversations. They're really supportive of that. Barcelona is a tech hub. A lot of technology now is really driving that, the player protection strategies. So we're working a lot in that regard. So there's a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm for it. And 100%, it'll be the best version that we've ever done, the biggest version, and it'll be a real talking point. So I can't wait for people to see it.
No question. So, you know, you draw a lot of regulators to the show, I think, because of the responsible gaming focus and also because of the World Regulatory Conference that you hold. I noticed that you're having the head of the British Gaming Commission speak. I think that's a great thing. So you have a lot of other regulators from around Europe and around the world, actually.
Yeah, I think the level of regulators, policymakers, people that sit in that kind of, I guess that sphere of making big decisions globally, mm-hmm. element of politicians as well. But it's that unique mix and that melting pot that I think positions ICE totally out on its own in terms of its importance. You know, we pride ourselves at Clarion on developing events with a level of criticality. You know, how crucial is it that you attend ICE, either as an attendee or as an exhibitor? And I think the level of ICE over its long history has developed to a point where it's critical for everyone to get there, because this is the moment where policy decisions are made, new opportunities are uncovered, new products are launched. And I think when it comes to regulators and regulation, it's right up there in our list of priorities on how we're growing the show. So we have specific KPIs on, you know, let's increase our number of regulators from this jurisdiction, from that jurisdiction, from this geography. So we're expecting the most we've ever had. And we're expecting Barcelona to really be that platform where all these smart minds come together, share information, and start to build up an opportunity for the industry to continue to grow in a safe and sustainable way. We're proud of the industry. We're proud of it being really focused at that emerging technology side of the industry. We're proud of the fact that it's part of the fun economy. We're proud of the fact that it's the entertainment industry. But all of those things have to be underpinned by great regulation. And I think ICE is the place where those conversations are and those strategies are forged.
Sure, no question. So you've always had a strong partnership with the European Casino Association. They've been part of this for as long as I can remember. And now there's increased cooperation between the international casino associations. I know the AGA and the AGM have now involved with cooperating with the ECA. Is that a real cornerstone of the show as well?
Yeah, I think our relationship with the ECA has been strong for probably the best part of 16, 17, maybe even 18 years, I think, now thinking back to the dates. So it's really been a kind of cornerstone for us. The event has evolved really probably as being that kind of flagship casino land-based product. And now obviously it's evolved and added on the elements of online gaming as kind of the two component parts, but it's much broader than that now, obviously with sports betting, with payments, with technology, with financial tech, with marketing tech, with esports, with, you know, bingo, lottery. It kind of is that entire ecosystem. But the relationship with ECA really set the grounding of making sure that the casino industry had that pride of place. And actually, interesting, when I took over the role, there was a lot of questions about, you know, is ICE going to still retain that casino element? Because, you know, iGaming is a fast growing part of the industry. And from our perspective, it was, you know, we deliver what is representational of the industry. And there was never a question of casino being diminished, albeit the online element was the faster growing part. But actually, the casino industry now, I'd say, if you're not omni-channel, you're probably in a smaller minority. So now they're kind of, it's much more of a omni-channel experience, I would say, through ICE. Even though we've organized the show where it positions people in locations that focus on their kind of their main product offering, I think if you were in the land-based zone, which is going to be in Hall 3, you'd be hard-pressed to find a land-based casino customer that doesn't also have an online operation now. So that's interesting. And I think the ECA have been, aware of that, certainly representing the many operators across Europe. They're exploring ways to create that omni-channel experience for their customer group. As for building a greater collaboration with the associations, then yeah, 100% supportive of that. And I guess that was some element of our desire to create the association's assembly at the show.
Sure.
So taking away the fact that we would do a relationship with an association and give them a booth where they can position their brand and kind of and what they do, we're now creating a feature where they're all collectively can get together to can show off all their strengths, but also provide this space in the middle for lots of collaboration and lots of productive conversations. And I think an industry that has collaboration at its heart is going to be stronger for it.
Sure. And that, of course, includes the Indian Gaming Association. You've been presenting a track of Indian gaming seminars for the past several years now, and I went last year, and it was standing room only. I guess you can expect even more tribal members to travel to Barcelona because they all love to travel. So,
yeah, I know. I hope so. It's, you know, we have obviously a long relationship with Indian Gaming, with the trade show, and Indian Gaming with ICE as well. So it's something that we're really excited about the evolution and the growth. And I think looking at the conference last year, you're right, it was standing only. And I think where we looked at designing Barcelona, it's like, okay, how can we grab hold of these really exciting and totally unique platforms for conversation and elevate them? And that was one of the reasons why we have built a designed a brand new feature in the ICE show floor called ICE Center Stage, which is our kind of main arena in the show floor for content, something we've never done before in ICE. And that's where you're going to find a whole multitude of brands there doing product launches or other seminars. And then, yeah, the Indian Gaming are presenting their conference in this stage. So, again, we're at that business end of everything. Saw some amazing visuals for it today. It's going to look stunning. And I think it's fitting that we've really given that growing and exciting conference the platform that it deserves. So really excited to see our tribal members and tribal community come to ICE. And
sure. So we've been talking about ICE this whole time, but I don't want to ignore the IGB Live for the iGaming affiliates and operators, which is going to run parallel to ICE this year.
Yeah, so that's IGB affiliate. So that runs parallel, and that is our IGB event that focuses on purely on the iGaming affiliate industry. Mm-hmm. So it's a really unique community, but that sits absolutely within the ecosystem of gaming. So it's something that it's really exciting. It creates a different experience, but it absolutely adds to the overall ICE experience. And really, one of the big reasons why we refer to that entire week as World Gaming Week now. You know, there is just so much going on for everyone. So you obviously have the trade shows with ICE and IGB affiliate. You have all the activations on day zero. You have all of the other smaller events, conferences that are happening that we organize as Clarion, but also hundreds and hundreds of other events that are already happening from our customer base, from parties to award ceremonies to seminars in hotels to whatever. You know, it's going to be a takeover of the city of Barcelona and going to be awash with huge amounts of experiences for people, something that can't be rivaled anywhere in the world, really. So we're proud of that. But yeah, the affiliate show is really, really exciting. And playing back to my previous comment around iGaming, it's a natural area for those that are advancing more in the iGaming space to be a part of.
Sure. Well, you got me all excited for the show. It's going to be a great one. But what would you say to any potential attendee who's trying to decide whether to come to ICE in January?
I would say it is going to be the greatest gathering of gaming professionals ever. So mm-hmm. if you have a role in the gaming industry, and that role is important. That and your role is something that you have aspirations for, to learn, to connect, to do more business, to grow your business, then I genuinely don't think there is a better week in the year where you can get together with the best in the industry, amongst the best product in the industry, amongst the best educational tracks in the industry, and have an experience in one of the best cities in the world, in Barcelona. So I think, you know, if you are in gaming, then I would like to hope that it's a non-negotiable totally appreciate not everyone can travel and has the budget to travel, and we're definitely respectful of that. But if you can, then you should, and I definitely believe that it'll be worth your time. I would just ask that you come in the weekend before and make that experience even more special. Get some time in the city, start those early connections, get a bit of local tapas, and then get your head down and work your way through the trade show and content. There's a lot to get through.
Great. Well, Stuart, it's going to be an exciting time in January. It's going to be a revelation, I think, for Clarient to see how it works with all the work you put into it. So we're looking forward to being there. And I want to thank you for the time and looking forward to seeing you in Barcelona.
Yeah, thank you, Roger. I think the project's been hugely exciting. Will we get everything right with all the migration, all these moves? Probably not. But it's going to be an exciting journey, and we're really open to hearing everyone's feedback when we get there. And I'm certain we're going to get 90% of the things, you know, spot on and elevated from the London experience. But we're thrilled to see what the next few years are going to mean for us. So thanks for the opportunity to catch up. And if I don't see you before, I will see you there.
Hope you enjoyed today's podcast sponsored by ICE Barcelona, January 20th through 22nd, 2025 at Fira Barcelona Gran Via. ICE Barcelona is the complete platform to drive revenues through innovative solutions, technology, valuable insights, and unrivaled networking opportunities. To learn more, visit icegaming.com. To read more about the topic presented in this week's podcast, visit ggbmagazine.com. To subscribe to GGB's executive summary, go to ggbnews.com and sign up. Don't miss any edition of the GGB podcast. Subscribe on Spotify, Amazon, or Apple Podcasts today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB podcast.